There was a very good, rich man who was dying, and he was praying to his guardian angel, "Please, let me take at least one suitcase to heaven." And the angel said, "Your desire has been granted, but only one suitcase." So he packed all the gold bars that he could, and he put it in the suitcase. And when he died, he dragged it to heaven. And St. Peter at the gate says, "Wait a second, you can't bring anything into heaven." He goes, "But I got this letter from my guardian angel." Says, okay, one suitcase, but I got to check it. So St. Peter opens it up. He sees all the gold bars. He goes, "Oh, great. You brought some pavement." Things have value in themselves. But the simple gospel principle that nothing is as valuable as you are. In a marriage, people give themselves to one another. In a family, children are called to honor their father and their mother. And if you notice, the commandment never says, "Only if your mother or your father are good." No. Honor your father and mother no matter who they are or what they are. And so that gospel principle that human beings are the most valuable thing in the universe is reflected in the words that I often quote. "Even if you gain the whole world," says Jesus, "but lose your soul, what good is that? What can you give in exchange for yourself?" You are the most valuable thing that you have. And in today's gospel, which is called the Gospel of the Samaritan Woman, and if you remember, the Samaritans and the Jews did not like each other. And Jesus is sitting at the well, and this woman comes up to him, and he's speaking about God's grace and spiritual things. And all she's thinking about, "I got to get some water. Give me some water." And finally, he says, "Well, I'll give you living water, God's grace in your life. Get your husband." And she goes, "I have no husband." And in a comedic sentence, Jesus says, "You're right. You've had five. And the one you're living with now is not your husband." But the courage of this woman lies in her response when she goes to the village and she says, "Come, I found somebody who told me everything I ever did." I don't want to find anyone who told me everything I ever did. I want to forget all the bad things that I ever did. I do not want to be reminded about them. But the courage of this woman is, this man is honest. He cares about me. He's not saying these words to hurt me, but to give me knowledge. To be able to face your own reality and to be able to honestly say to yourself, "This is who I am," is the first step to becoming a better person. Life is difficult. Commitments are difficult because it's uncertain. It's much easier to say and to place the responsibility on someone else. "I have a tough life because my husband is bad. I have a tough life because my wife is bad. Because my parents, my grandparents, my friends, my job, my health." You can make a list of reasons why your life is the way it is, but that is an abdication of the greatest gift God ever gave you. The ability to choose what you do, what you think, and what you say. And if your life is bad, it's in the desert where water is the most needed. And when life is tough, That's when honesty is the most needed. And one of the most bravest things to say, I am the way I am because I have chosen to be so. Oh, he made me mad. She ruined my life. My job did this to me. Stop being a puppet. Be a man. Be a woman. Be a boy or a girl who's in charge of their own life. And just like the Samaritan woman, I found someone who told me everything I ever did. Maybe that someone can be you, who tells yourself the truth. And although I don't want to hear about all the bad things I ever did, I need to be reminded about them and face them with courage so that I can make a better choice today and tomorrow. So may God give you the courage to say, I run my life. I choose my future. And all these other obstacles that may affect me are no excuse for me giving up my power, which God gave me to choose how I want to live. Christos Voskres.